my brain is way more, you know, active and just not holding on to crap, but, you know, just thinking and processing and
releasing.
It's
so what was your energy like before the 30 days?
I've always been an ADHD kid, always. But I've had the crashes. I'm not going to self-diagnose myself, but was I borderline, I don't know, bipolar, possibly? Because there's days, if not weeks, that I would just be in a lull and not want to get out of bed, just want to freaking veg on crap and, you know, visit the bathroom 100 times a day and lay in bed. Mm-hmm. Now, that I don't do that no more. I'm up before the rooster crows. I do go to bed around 8 o'clock at night, but I'm, as my mother would say, burning both ends of the candle all day long. I haven't had this much energy since I was a kid, probably.
Well, and you're operating on a higher frequency. You know, as somebody who, I was diagnosed bipolar at 11. And so being told that, I just always kind of ran with it. And that was kind of my identity. But now, as a 39-year-old who's been on a self-journey for the last 4 years, I feel like it's something through my nutrition and supplement taking that I finally have been able to have a good control over.
This is the Magical Midlife Crisis Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Court, a compassion activist, animal lover, nature nut, and entrepreneur in the mind-body-spirit connections. And I'm Meg, a free thinker with a passion for non-toxic living, a dedicated hockey mom, and a multi-business owner. We are a couple of friends who met through health and heartache. We discovered through our crisis moments we all have magic within us. This podcast is about awakening to a different perspective and being the creators of our own reality. Every Sunday, you can expect an abundance of stories from all kinds of kinds in their different layers of awakening. We hope you expand your heart and minds and create the shift with us. So unplug from the matrix and tune in to this magical mystery ride. Beep, beep. Welcome back to the Magical Midlife Crisis Podcast. I am Court.
And I'm Meg.
And we have a guest with us by the name of Lyle Mitchell. Mr. Lyle Mitchell has just accomplished his 30 days gut health reset. And his story has been so inspirational for both Meg and I. I led Meg through her first 30 days like 3 years ago now, I think. And Lyle reminds me of Meg back then. And that it's just like so cool how this is the gift that keeps on giving, brain, gut, health, connection. And so, Meg, why don't you share how you know Lyle, and then we'll hear from Lyle himself.
Well, Lyle, I think the first time I met you was actually at Mickey's. I think.
Yeah, that
was
probably.
Yeah, it was at Mickey's at Joel's place, and then just knew you and your wife Chandra in passing. And then over time, you guys started coming into Neighborhood Inn, and then just friendships kind of evolve. And that's pretty much it.
How long ago was that, would you say?
Mickey's opened in probably
2019?
Yeah, 2020. Probably, yeah, the past couple of years.
Cool.
I'd say mostly probably over the last year or so, because I'm not at work as often. But yeah, I definitely say through this journey, I definitely have more of a connection and social, like a relationship with Lyle.
Well, and the same one for you and me. We didn't really know each other until we started actually doing more together, and the 30 days was that connection. So that's cool that it was kind of the same for you both.
Yeah. Well, because I had reached out to him because Lyle started following me on TikTok and he kept liking all my stuff, and the fear in me of being like, oh, somebody's liking all my stuff that I'm posting with all my supplements and my little dances. And I was like, something in me was like, I need to message him. And just, I remember I messaged you and I was like, hey, I'm like, do you want me to give you some samples? And you're like, get out of my head. I was just thinking about messaging you. And so that was like,
absolutely.
I was like, okay, this is like something, like it was just the stars aligning everything. And this is truly, as much as it's a gift for you, what you've been through the last like 30 days, it's been a gift for me. Because Courtney got to witness my life change and I got to firsthand experience you do the same. And like I said in our messages earlier, this has literally confirmed why I love the company that we're in and why I'm doing what I'm doing. So thank you for accepting my help and our guidance, and just truly a magical experience.
Thank you so much for reaching out to me. It was definitely the next step I needed in my journey. I don't know how much you guys know about my drinking habits and how bad they were. And, I quit drinking last year on Mother's Day. It was the last time I drank. And I was still, all this time, just something wasn't still right with me. My attitude was still shit, and I still wasn't feeling good, even though I was eating better. I was working out. You guys know I work out. Mm-hmm. And I just, something wasn't right. And I kept seeing your posts, and I'm like, what's this all about? Is this just like witchcraft?
Powders and potions.
I was skeptical. Yeah, definitely. I was skeptical. But I went into it with an open mind, and shit, Courtney, I know you mentioned, day 10 of your 30 days, and I think mine was like day 9. I felt amazing. I felt like Superman. I wear the Superman hat at work.
I know.
It's kind of a pun. It's more of a pun with all the guys I work with, because I feel like Superman working with all these guys. But I really did. I mean, I'm running, and I've always hated running. And I'm running at like happy running. And I've never done that in my life, ever. Even when I played sports. That was the part of the sport I hated, was running.
Doing a lot of things that I used to hate to do that I thoroughly enjoy now, with like a different mindset and have an appreciation for it.
Absolutely.
So as far as, I like to always share with everyone that the connections of like gut health, what it's actually connected to. So in these categories, we'd love to hear if you want to share the shifts that you felt. So I'll just review them. The systems that gut health drives, and then you can pick which ones you want to talk about. But number one is digestion, obviously. We all kind of understand that. It's also the immune system, metabolism, cognition, which is mental health and focus. Hormones, and then gene expression. So like diseases turning on and off. But for you, Lyle, you mentioned that you felt like Superman on day 9. So what areas of your bodily system really just turned into more of a positive light than what you'd been feeling?
Okay. Well, I can go back to before I started any of this, just the fears I had of getting in the car and driving anywhere, or what I'm gonna eat and the mood I'm gonna be in, because it's gonna make me wanna shit. And I would take paths at work to pass any one of my buildings I knew I had access to go to a further building, just because I might have to run in real quick so I can drive by every, 10 different buildings along the way, just in case. It didn't take long for me to start seeing changes. I can't really recall what day it was, but man, that right there was like the heaviest weight was lifted off my shoulders once I could, I was able to drive first thing in the morning after waking up, putting something in my stomach and drive at least an hour in the car. At least 1 hour gave me my life back.
Wow.
Just being able to make it. You know what I'm saying?
I could relate. So yes, my days used to be consumed around bathroom schedules.
I've had a conversation with my wife that I should create an app where all the best bathrooms are because I know where they all are in the Chicagoland area.
I used to love to hit up Kohl's on Golf Road because they had their bathrooms way back there. So that was one of my hidden gems.
I've got all the hot spots.
That is a good idea. Seriously. I mean, I don't know if the places will be so fond of that. Like random shitters coming to like pop squat. But hey, we could be there to help people with their guts. But
like this idea.
Hey, it's real life shit. Real.
Unintended. Just thinking about all the traveling I can do now without, because every time we travel somewhere, it's just stressful for me and then stressful on everybody else because I'm fucking pissed off. I got to go to the bathroom. I just get out of the bathroom. Oh, my stomach. I got to go back to the bathroom. Oh, I haven't had that feeling since I've started there. And I don't ever want to have that feeling back ever. I don't even think about Starbucks anymore.
Isn't it amazing?
It's very amazing.
I know. It's a nice thing to not drive by and feel like you're just programmed to turn in and spend $10 on.
Oh, and the lines coffee. I see, I'm just like, disgusted.
Meg, share the comparison that you had before we started recording about Starbucks.
Well, yeah. So I was just telling Courtney before, we always have a conversation before we record. We just shoot the shit. And I was like comparing our supplements with Starbucks. Because, Starbucks has like a wide variety of different flavors, teas, drinks you can get. And I was like, oh, my God, I go throughout the day. I could make myself like a coffee frappuccino if I wanted with our coffee protein. I could make all different mocktails like throughout the day with all of our different flavors of energy sticks. And I was like, that's so cool. Well, like whatever that I'm craving, it's not like I have to go to the store. We can create so many different concoctions and mocktails within our own supplements because it's just a whole wide variety of flavors. And it's.
Well, and don't they add a ton of sugar into their tea?
Oh, there's nothing healthy about Starbucks, and you get forever chemicals in your hot drinks, and which is like fine. I'll get like if randomly I'll get one, but I'm not sucking that stuff down every day. No more.
I'll probably never have a Starbucks again.
I don't think I will.
Yeah. I get sometimes when I have a kids full of a car, sometimes I'm like, wait. But yeah, but I don't plan on it.
Yeah.
Just if you see a cup in my hands, don't yell at me.
and they have nice bathrooms. So I'm sure you not only grab the drink, but you use their bathroom.
Very nice bathroom.
Oh, so funny. So okay, before your 30 days, Lyle, you said you were eating healthy. Now, do you notice a change in what, like, because for me, I thought certain things I was eating was healthy. And then once I really dove into the organic foods and whole foods and all that kind of stuff, I was like, oh, maybe I wasn't eating as healthy as I thought I was. Did you notice a transition with any of that in the foods that you were eating?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I had no idea I could get any healthier than what I was already eating until, you pretty much introduced me to Woodman's. Love that.
And employee owned.
Yes. I'm I'm assuming, because, you know, Court, you're more of the chemist. All these clean, organic, amazing chemicals going into my body, you know, I, like I said, it just, everything's been elevated. I smell the tap, the water out of the tap at my house, which I haven't been able to do that. I mean, you guys know I freaking did a lot of cocaine over the last couple decades.
Yeah.
My senses are freaking amazing. I once again, I feel like I can do anything. And, you know, it just, with the clean eating, with the clean ingredients in all of these products, I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I have no idea I could feel this good at 42 years in my life ever. No idea. I'm saved. I've been saved. I feel like I've been saved.
I know the exact feeling, and I have chills all through my body right now because I could actually just cry because we were saved too.
Yeah.
I'm a Cancer, so I'm a very emotional person, you know, to begin with. But I haven't cried so many tears of joy the last month of my life. You know, then I haven't cried that many tears of joy the whole 42 years of my life that I've cried in the last month.
Amazing.
Of, you know, just happiness. And I'm looking at life way differently now. I'm looking at the bright side of things. I'm looking at the tiniest little ray of light shining through all these gray clouds saying, there it is. There's my happiness. You know, it's, I love it. I don't want everyone to stop.
It's like, it's so crazy. It's like, once you cleanse your gut, it's your gut, it's really the gut brain connection. You just start to see things so differently in a different perspective and just in a much lighter way, even in a positive way.
There's more meaning and more like connection. It really is.
My spiritual side has come way more to light. And I mean, I feel like a happy treat. I mean, that's how I feel.
It's so
cool. Your third eye is decalcifying. That thing is busting open. You know, our third eye is like the antenna into the universe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it is really amazing how our bodies are designed to heal, but we get in the way with, and we don't even realize we are, with the habits that we have. And when you put clean ingredients, clean, natural chemicals from the earth, that things start aligning and you just feel more whole. And then the idea of joy keeps surfacing more and more, and you're just like, what is this? What is happening to me? Because I know exactly what you're talking about. And Meg wasn't in my life at that time. So I was just like, who the hell is going to listen to me say this stuff? And a lot of people didn't. And that's okay. You know, it wasn't their time to hear it. But when I got to share it with Meg, she just, like, what you're providing for her and me, like, she did that for me. And it was just like, I'm not crazy. This is legit. This is the best feeling of just feeling connected to yourself and the bigger picture of life, which is so hard to describe. Like, what? You're feeling that because you just changed where you're eating and you're taking some natural supplements? What? What is? Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's crazy.
Absolutely. You guys did this. As much as you give me the credit, it was you guys who helped me. And without you, I could never have done this without you. So just know that.
Well, it takes you doing the work, and it just takes us being a support system, because people need support.
Yeah.
In a community. And we couldn't have done what we did without the support in the community.
Yeah.
So that's all we know, is to provide what we were given.
Well, yeah. So, and because we come in and we're all in survival mode when we're, you know, disconnected from our body, from our mind. And like, you know, like you said, something was missing. I felt the same way. I had already been on a healthy journey from the standard American life, from tons of addictions, and something was missing. So it's like when you come into this in survival mode, then you become grounded, you feel more whole, and then it's like, okay, I want to help somebody. It's like you're no longer looking to help yourself because you have, without even realizing that's what you were looking to do. And then it's like, I can't just hang on to this for me. This is for, like, we all want to feel this good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God, I'm just like, I'm so like high right now on just excitement and love. It's the best feeling.
Yeah. Your own body's making those chemicals to get high on.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely. Our serotonin, it's produced in our gut. And oh, I'll tell you, not one ever doctor ever told me that shit. Just here, take more pills, Meg. Take more pills.
Oh, God. All the antibiotics that have been through my body over the years.
Yeah, talk about your sinuses. Like, you didn't take any antibiotics this time, right?
No, I didn't. I just did the old golden root powder and some onion, some steamed onion juice in the ears. And a couple days, boom, fever went away. I'm still got a little runny nose, but I account that to spring allergies too. But got my local honey, so we're good.
Yeah, I think so many people we forget that we are nature, and we get so disconnected from that. And so we just get so accustomed to going to the doctors and just taking prescriptions or going over the counter stuff and just taking stuff to mask it to get us like through the day. But we are nature. We have to feed our body nature in order to heal properly without all the stuff that our gut doesn't need from those medicines and all that. So it's just so cool to experience and witness our body's healing naturally, because that's what our supplements are. They are natural. They are nature. I love
it. We are nature.
Okay, so your allergies, have you noticed a difference in like the severity of them?
Well, when I started the 30 days, I was taking an allergy pill every morning, which helped. Mm-hmm. But once I started doing the 30 day with the tea and the honey, I stopped. And maybe the first couple of days I was sneezing and itchy eyed more. But as of now, I nothing's really bothering my eyes, itchy wise and sneezing. I don't think I have since that first few days. Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's all, you know, everything is going back to the way nature intended it to. And I couldn't be happier. I really couldn't.
Amazing.
So go ahead. You go.
No, you go.
Okay. So do you feel like doing the 30 days and implementing like the healthy habits into your life, do you feel like that has instilled healthier habits for you to like just continue on, like have it just now? Do you feel like this is part of your just natural everyday life?
Oh yeah, no, this is part of my natural everyday life now. No doubt. I'm still, you know, I'm eating fruit every day. I was doing that before, but now I'm eating organic fruit every day. I'm still eating a lot of chicken, but now I'm eating organic chicken. And yeah, I'm still doing my green center, you know, whatever it's called, the green or green center.
Green energy elixir. Yeah, you got it.
My wife noticed that after like the first week, and she's like, oh, your skin's looking really good. So that wasn't really too hard to convince her to start taking. And let me tell you, we're seeing improvements with her.
Awesome.
yeah, no, I, I, I don't want to ever go back to the crap I was putting in my body. I mean, of course, I'm going to want to eat pizza every now and then because I live in Chicago and pizza is amazing.
Yeah, we visit. We visit those foods. We don't live there. We visit.
Exactly. We visit. I like that. We visit. We don't live there.
Yeah.
80-20 lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so digestion, immunity was your allergies. How about, oh, that's my cat, Moses. Come here, buddy. How about your metabolism and like your energy, your weight? Have you noticed?
Well, I've lost all the fat I think I have on me to lose. My energy levels are off the charts. I can run a marathon. I feel like I can anyway. I'm thinking more at work, doing more at work, thinking clearer, writing, which I never did before. You know, my brain is way more, you know, active in just not holding on to crap, but, you know, just thinking and processing and
releasing.
What was your energy like before the 30 days?
I've always been an ADHD kid, always. But I had the crashes, you know. I'm not going to self-diagnose myself, but was I borderline, I don't know, bipolar, possibly? Because there's days, if not weeks, that I would just be in a lull and not want to get out of bed, just want to freaking veg on crap and, you know, visit the bathroom 100 times a day and lay in bed. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't do that no more. I'm up before the rooster crows. I do go to bed around 8 o'clock at night, but I'm, as my mother would say, burning both ends of the candle all day long. I haven't had this much energy since I was a kid, probably.
Well, and you're operating on a higher frequency. You know, as somebody who, I was diagnosed bipolar at 11. And so being told that, I just always kind of ran with it. And that was kind of my identity. But now, as a 39-year-old who's been on a self-journey for the last 4 years, I feel like it's something through my nutrition and supplement taking that I finally have been able to have a good control over. And I feel like a lot of my episodes and situations were brought on, my thoughts were keeping me in a low state of being. So it's a cool way to know how we could pull ourselves kind of out of those dark moments and plug into positive people and have a community that, when you're feeling down or whatever, to express, to keep us from staying in those dark, dark times, because they fucking suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've hit like all of the systems, digestion, immune system, metabolism, cognition, mental health, hormones. All of it. Like you, and I think you mentioned before we even started recording that you're running. You're like running every day. You're outside in nature, which is the best medicine, to be outside in nature. And you're fucking running.
Yes.
Awesome.
I know.
Because you're 42 years old. You've been working out for how long?
On and off at least 5 years.
Okay.
Aggressively. But yeah.
And you're not taking that old pre-workout stuff anymore. Thank goodness, because those ingredients, nope. No bueno.
I'm not taking the pre-workout. I'm not taking any of that GNC protein crap. I got clean ingredients now.
Clean and clear. Clean, conscious, connected.
Yeah, Lyle, I've had a handful of people, like me and Gina were talking yesterday, and she was like, you got to have Lyle on your podcast. And she was like, just flabbergasted at how amazing you're doing. And just a lot of people are noticing and have nothing but great things to say. So I think that's something that you would like to hear.
And there are still haters, and of there's course. Always going to be. But yes, I'm learning to distance myself from them and absorb the love. And, you know, I'd like to think I've been giving love out to all the right people now. And, you know, I've tried to make amends with all the crap I've done to people over my shitty years. That's what I'm going to call them, the shitty years.
Learning years.
There you go. Learning years.
Learning years. Oh. Everything's a lesson, even all of our shitty times and shitty actions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Meg and I both have those many learning years that I, you know, the people that are not shedding light and love on you right now, I used to be one of those kinds of people. So it's like I totally feel for you because there are people who do not understand the way that I live and the way that I see the world. And it's taken me many years to really just remember that I used to have a similar outlook. And
there's one thing I like to always tell myself. It helps me. Is you have no idea what demons or battles that person's going through that's looking down upon you or that's negative towards you, towards what you're doing positively. So you just never know. You never know.
Yeah, so true. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. It's all about just showing up for ourselves. Like the proof is in the pudding. You know, on how you live your daily life.
I've said that several times to initiators.
Yeah. I couldn't be running the business the way that I'm running the business if I did not make a shift in my lifestyle, in the way that I was eating, my mindset. I was riddled with anxiety, depression, had zero belief in myself. And by saying yes to a simple thing.
The anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Like, terrible. There'd be nights where I'd be like, you guys, I cannot come out of the office. Come get me if you need me. I cannot be around people. I can't see people. Like, nobody knows that kind of stuff. So
the alcohol masked a lot of that with me.
Yeah.
And when I stopped drinking, a lot of that came out. And like, you know, people closest to me were like, I can't believe you won't even put yourself out in a crowd of people because you're just so anxious. And of course, the gut starts acting up because you get anxious. I mean, Party Lyle, I can throw some beer in him and he can do anything. But and that was a huge thing. But just the anxiety alone on top of everything else, I mean, there's still anxiety. Don't get me wrong. But I can handle it so much better and clearer and it doesn't affect the way my stomach feels anymore.
Well, I think we start to understand anxiety a little bit differently through our journey. Like for me, I've learned what anxiety is, what's giving me anxiety, and can I control the situation that's giving me anxiety? So if it's situations that I can't control, then I'm like, okay, you know, you process it a little bit differently and it's not, anxiety doesn't run my life anymore, which is, I don't think it wants any of our lives anymore.
No.
Obviously, it's going to pop up. I mean, that's life. I mean, come on. Look at the world we live in. Anxiety is going to happen.
Like they say, we hit, you know, you need to have anxiety because that's what keeps you alert.
Yeah, so. You use it as like an actual tool now to.
Exactly.
Like, just come back to what you know. Come back to what you can control. Because that's a lot of the time what it is. It's we're trying to control stuff we literally cannot. And so we're feeling chaotic. So we look to control stuff, and it's like we can't control anything other than our own being, our body, and our mind. So it's what we put in our mouth and what we put in our ears and who we're surrounding ourselves with, because we are meant to connect. We're, you know, like you're saying, I had social anxiety too. I would have to drink to be around people. Otherwise, like, same as you. So then I was not even real. I was, you know, playing a part. And I felt so, like, alone and sad because I wasn't being real. But I didn't know any of that. I didn't have high enough connection and consciousness to know, like, that's what I was doing. But, like, when you start letting go of trying to control what other people think of you, because that's what I was doing. Not everyone does that for that reason. Then you're faced with, who am I going to show up as without shit masking, like, what I don't want people to know? And then you just become more real, and then you become more authentic, and then you actually feel joy, and then you're like, holy shit. I have choices. I have choices in what I'm actually doing and being who I am. So it's amazing that you have really connected so many dots of your transformation, Lyle. It's really, really awesome and very fast. Like, this has only been 30 days for you. It took me more time to understand all this happening. So it's just so awesome. I'm just so elated and so proud of you. And I'm just so grateful that we're connected because of this.
I'm the grateful one.
We're not going to compete on the gratitude, because we're all grateful. We're all grateful little fuckers. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, amazing. Thank you so much for sharing part of your transformational journey, Lyle. It's really been just such a highlight the last month. And then our next group starts April 29th. We were going to start one earlier in the month, but we've got a few new teammates that wanted to share it with people they know who are really looking for some kind of guide, some kind of bridge. Like, a lot of people have already started something, some kind of health journey, and something's missing. So I really do think clean ingredients and community are just the ultimate keys to lasting change.
I agree.
Well, I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm always in.
Wait till you guys see the patches I made.
Oh, patches.
Tomorrow? We're going to see tomorrow?
No, I couldn't.
Okay.
Well, you know, Lyle, I just want to state that when we had that consultation over the phone, when we talked, and you were just saying, I don't want to live like this anymore. I can't live like this anymore the way I feel. And you were just fed up. So from our first conversation to this conversation today, it's fucking beautiful. And like I said before, like, you've given me confirmation on, like, why, like, I fucking love this. Because my life has changed, and to be a part of me participating in changes somebody else's life is really fucking cool.
I'm going to tell, and I do tell anybody and everybody I get a chance to. And, you know, whether they want to hear it or not, you know, there's going to be somebody is going to come along that's going to be that next Lyle and be like, my life sucks. I need frickin' to do something. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Helping the next person. And you guys have absolutely done that. And I'm your frickin' advocate.
It's like clean, non-toxic herpes. You know, like the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Like, yes. Herpes. Cute herpes.
Best virus. The best.
Yeah. Oh, and don't we all have that in our systems too?
Probably. I'm sure of it. But in with the right environment, our body can heal even from viruses.
Wow. Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful thing. All right, awesome. Well, thank you both. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this episode of The Magical Midlife Crisis. If you are feeling fed up, click on the link in the show notes and come join Meg, Lyle, and me and a bunch of our friends on the next 30 Days to Healthier Living, April 29th. And we would just love to show you your best next self.
Toodles. Beep, beep.
I'll call.
Later.
Awesome. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you either just appreciate her messy, awkward life experiences, or you're truly up for finding more magic in your life like we are. Definitely tune in every Sunday for more reality shifts that we explore between us and with many special guests that join. If you feel it, please subscribe so you don't miss your seat on our magical Earth school bus.
Your experience with this show really means a lot to us, so we want to genuinely welcome you to leave an honest review. Your voice matters exactly how it is. You can follow us on social media, check the show notes, and if you really want to get in the action, send us a message directly through our email. We'll connect with you next week.
Beep, beep.